That's backwards. Say it. Okay. Their plan worked. When the day they came for his trial, the king stood before the people. Instead of shouting, "Hail to the king! Long live the king!" they shouted. What do you think they shouted? We're not there. I tricked you. What do you think they shouted instead of "Hail to the king," to Jesus? They said, "Crucify him. He's not our king. We don't want him." Who didn't I ask? That's backwards.
Yes, that's backwards.
Okay, your brother helped you. So they crucified the king. They nailed him to a cross, and they put a crown of thorns on his head, and they poked him, and they with sharp things, and they made fun of him. What a way for a king to die. After he was crucified, they took his body and put it in a borrowed tomb. That's backwards. But wait, that's not the end of the story. He was a backward king, all right. He did everything backwards. And even when they laid him in the tomb, it was backwards. Because what did he do? He came out of the tomb alive. Kings don't do that. But this one did. And he's alive today. And you know what he says to you and me? He says, "I want to be your king. Not a backward king. I want to be your king forever. The supreme king of your life." And everybody who says, "I want you to be my king," he will be your king. And he will allow you to live happily ever after in heaven. And it will never end. Okay? So even though the world thinks Jesus is a backward king, there's nothing backwards about him. He's a wonderful king, and he wants to be king of your life. Okay? There you go. You're welcome.